Good morning to you. This is the U105 phone in. It now looks like as if the victims of historical institutional abuse will, after all, receive the compensation that they've been calling for. You may remember the chair of the inquiry, Sir Anthony Hart, recommended compensation, a memorial and a public apology to abuse survivors. But it's been 2 years since that announcement was made, and the compensation scheme has never been introduced. We've touched on this a number of times in the programme, but political moves now make it look like as if it will indeed be paid as a result of going through Westminster. Let me speak to Margaret McGookin, who's from the Survivors and Victims of Institutional Abuse Group, SAVIA. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. And it's 2.5 years. Every day is like a year to us. You know, 2.5 years from Sir Anthony issued the findings of the inquiries. And it's been a long, long wait. You know, we welcome what happened yesterday. We will be keeping a close eye now on the next steps. We have a letter already prepared, written, to be sent to all the chief whips and others in Westminster, pleading with them for a safe passage through with no obstacles. And we do hope that with the publicity and some compassion on their behalf, and I know this, they've been raising our issues in the House of Commons there for quite a while, that they will hold nothing against this legislation and do what's right for these people.
For people who aren't familiar with what did happen yesterday, just briefly talk us through the move that makes it possible now.
Yes, there was various questions that Karen Bradley wanted answered before the legislation would be put through Westminster. She, of course, a few weeks ago said the questions weren't coming from her, that they were coming from the head of the civil service, David Stirling. And he said, to the contrary, the questions were coming from herself. So that was a complete debacle that was going on there and up at Stormont. So finally, the six parties got together, agreed to get together to get consensus and agree to change the Hart recommendations to suit with the consultation of HIA victims, the Historical Institutional Abuse Survivors. So that was all agreed on. That is all penned and getting redrafted as we speak and handed to the Secretary of State, Frank, tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is a day when it's over to Karen Bradley, finally. You know, all is done and dusted for her to bring it through Westminster. But we don't want to be hearing about the length of time that she came off with to us a few weeks back, where she said it could take 16 months to 2 years. You know, so many people have died and passed away in all this time, never to receive any justice. So she has did it, passed legislation through in days for a matter of other less urgent matters. And there is nothing to stop her doing this too. So we'll have to keep a close eye on this, Frank.
Are you thankful in relation to the politicians who have pushed it forward, or do you feel that they've been very late giving you the support?
Thankful? No. They could have did this a long, long time ago, even before the Hart Inquiry findings were delivered in January 2017, because Sir Anthony Hart in November 2015 issued recommendations that one of them was going to be compensation, giving the parties a heads up saying, prepare yourself, compensation will be one of my recommendations. They turned a blind eye to that. They could have done more. They could have done more even 2.5 years ago, or even within that 2.5 years, and they chose not to.
Why do you think locally you can stand over that sort of description of our politicians?
Oh, well, because I've lived it. We have lived it. I've seen so many, Frank, as you know, coming out of their hospital beds, lying on their hospital beds, pleading with the politicians, but they didn't. They turned a blind eye to that. Well, maybe they commiserated, you know, and they were apologetic, and they'll do all they said they would do all they could. But they didn't do all they could. They're doing it now. And that's under the guidance. I must thank David Stirling for being there. You know, they do need leadership. They do need a mediator to come between them and give them direction, because left on their own, they're incapable of even carrying on with each other. Well, the majority of them do get on. I think it's back to the two main parties together who are still quibbling over minor stuff, you know, that can be sorted out. But look, they got together over this issue. Why not now for reform a government for the rest of everything else that's needed to be done here in this society?
And when do you expect, and don't mean to be flippant, but the cheques to be written, the money to be available?
Oh, Frank, you know, these people are desperate. Do you know, we will keep a close eye on this. If we get safe passage through Westminster, that can be drawn up. There's a commissioner there, the legislation for the commissioners to be run through as well. That can be all fast-tracked and emergency legislation. I hope before the end of this year. I hope, and it can be. We can't wait after that. These people are desperate in their twilight years, you know, for something to make life a bit more easier. And we will campaign and lobby until we see that done for them, Frank.
Okay, you've been very vocal in the lobbying, yourself and the other groups as well. And light, finally, at the end of the tunnel. Margaret, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Margaret McGookian there, who certainly has been campaigning long and many's a day on behalf of the survivors. We're heading towards the news at 10 o'clock.